Italy's flamboyant, politically incorrect Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi faces a crucial no-confidence vote tomorrow. It could mean the end of his political career. Addressing members of Parliament today, Berlusconi warned that his government's collapse in the middle of the European debt crisis could endanger Italy's standing in financial markets. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Bookmakers have had a hard time figuring the odds of Berlusconi's survival. A week ago, he was declared politically dead. But in the last few days, there have been numerous defections. At this press conference, a member of the opposition Italian Values Party, notoriously anti-Berlusconi, denounced two fellow party members who had just switched sides.
Una vergogna intellettuale la vostra!
You are shameful, he yelled at them. How can you betray us just days before the confidence vote? The reasons given for switching sides? One said, the party ignored me. The other claimed he could no longer remain in a party that does not grasp the value of acupuncture. The media dubbed this the cattle market, and reports surfaced of some MPs' mortgages suddenly being paid off and offers of lucrative consultancies. Rome magistrates opened an investigation into possible corruption, but Berlusconi dismissed the vote-buying rumors as indecent. Berlusconi was re-elected 2 years ago with a record majority, but a year of party infighting, corruption cases, and sex scandals eroded his hold on power. The showdown was triggered by rebel center-right deputies angered over Berlusconi's undelivered promises. Their leader is House Speaker Gianfranco Fini, co-founder of the center-right People of Liberty's party. One reason they parted ways was because Berlusconi's only concern, Fini says, is to shield himself from numerous corruption charges.
Berlusconi does not want to govern. What he wants is to remain in office, because as long as his parliamentary immunity holds, he doesn't have to face trial.
Long known for his penchant for plastic surgery and hair transplants, Berlusconi has made headlines with vulgar jokes, machismo, and a very high opinion of himself. His critics decry what they call bimbo land, the sexy starlets who he has promoted to become MPs and cabinet ministers. Most recently, Berlusconi was a topic of U.S. cables made public by WikiLeaks. He was described as feckless, vain, and ineffective as a modern European leader and fond of wild parties. But it's Berlusconi's close friendship with Russian leader Vladimir Putin that raises the most concern among U.S. diplomats. James Walston is a professor of political science at Rome's American University.
Nobody knows what Berlusconi is up to, how much of his dealings with Putin are private and for his own benefit, how much are for Italy's benefit. It's not just Italy's energy security, it's the whole of Europe's energy security. We as Europeans don't want to be held to ransom by Putin at some later date.
Today, Berlusconi told MPs he knows Putin well, a person he's convinced who is working hard for Russian democracy.
Russia supplies us with 30% of our energy needs, and Italian firms do good business in Russia. I've always promoted Italian interests, and I can assure you, not $1 of those business deals entered my pocket.
Berlusconi's power is based primarily on his ownership of Italy's three major TV networks and indirect control of the state-run TV. And many Italians have identified with his populist pose and us-against-them slogans. Political scientist Walston laments that even if Berlusconi does go down in defeat tomorrow, some of his legacy will remain.
The complete amorality of Berlusconi's success is a lasting trait. The lack of respect for law and legal process. The fact that if you're powerful, you can get away with just about anything.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is All Things Considered.